world does not use Twitter, but for the people that do, it's been a confusing last 24 hours after Elon Musk's ultimatum to his staff that they get with the new Twitter, which includes very long workdays, or take 3 months severance and leave by yesterday afternoon. Since then, hundreds have left. That's in addition to the thousands laid off earlier and some who've been fired on Twitter by Musk. And also yesterday, a number of Democratic senators called for an investigation into a possible privacy violation since Musk bought Twitter last month. Kat Zakreski is a technology policy reporter with The Washington Post. Hey, Kat.
Hi, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Yeah, we appreciate you being here. So what are you and your colleagues hearing from Twitter employees or maybe former employees about how that deadline went down?
Well, it's really just another day of mass chaos within Twitter. I have talked to an employee this morning who was among those who declined to sign the pledge last night. And this person said they're confused about whether or not they still work at Twitter because Musk had issued this ultimatum, said if you don't sign this pledge, you get 3 months of severance and are gone. But this person has not received any communication from the company that their position is terminated, and they still have access to all of the Twitter systems. So even people within the company are really confused at this moment about who works there and who doesn't. And really, this is just kind of indicative of the broader chaos that we've seen within Twitter for the first 3 weeks of Musk's ownership.
And in addition to all of that, hearing that he's negotiating with some people seen as crucial to stay. So what do we know about, you know, who's left at Twitter, who the people Musk sees that he must have there?
Well, so Musk has always been really focused on engineering and generally has been skeptical of, you know, roles that maybe aren't as technical, especially when it comes to areas like trust and safety, human rights, etc. And we saw big cuts to those teams during the first round of layoffs. I think, you know, the big question right now and what a lot of people are worried about is the actual critical engineering positions that keep Twitter online. So, you know, we heard from employees last night where they said they knew of critical systems, at least six, that no longer had any engineers, that there's a skeleton crew manning the system. And, you know, if any big problems come up, security issues, bugs, they're really going to be strained with the number of people who are left. This is obviously a really fast-moving situation. And but one thing that we do know is just within the last hour, Musk actually sent out an email to all of the software engineers at the company. And he said, anyone who actually writes software, please report to the 10th floor at 2 p.m. today. And he basically wants their code commits and things like that. So it just really shows that he's focusing there.
You know, I have to ask you about, you know, what this might mean for misinformation, harassment on the platform, both things that, you know, there's been a lot of criticism about. Is that going to get worse?
It definitely could. So we already saw cuts to the trust and safety team and the engineering teams that work with trust and safety to implement their policies and guidelines and make sure Twitter is free from that type of hate and harassment during the layoffs in late October. And so now, you know, what we're seeing today is, as of last night, about half of the trust and safety team did not sign this pledge. And so Twitter does rely on machine learning and automation to do some of that content moderation work of identifying and taking down some of the most egregious content online, slurs. But generally, you know, you do need some human review, especially for things that are borderline or maybe have additional context or when people appeal a decision that Twitter made to take something down. And so those types of more complicated cases are likely to, you know, basically get stuck in a backlog. And it will be a real challenge for Musk, who has said he has this vision of Twitter being a place that fosters free speech, to really do that with less people. Because, you know, the way that you avoid some of the most hateful, horrible content on the site would be having more stringent filters and more aggressive machine learning technology taking things down. And so he's going to have to really make a decision around humans versus machines for that.
And
I
want to get in here, Kat. We only have about 20 seconds left, but the Democratic senators who are calling for a Federal Trade Commission investigation, what are they alleging?
So they're very concerned about the departures over the last few weeks, the issues around privacy with Twitter, and the company is under a consent decree right now. And so the FTC has actually already signaled that they are closely monitoring whether Musk and Twitter are in violation of that order.
We have to leave it there. Kat Zakreski, technology policy reporter at The Washington Post, thank you so much.
Thank you.